I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. According to the Institute for the Study of War, Russia's rapid advance in eastern Ukraine appears to be slowing as Ukraine establishes new defense lines. Still, serious concerns remain about Ukraine's position following 2 years of full-scale war. Yet hope remains. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says,
even in the middle of this despair, we've seen a revival. Churches are overflowing with people that are coming looking for answers. Pastors had told me how difficult it was, even with outreach events, to reach people. Now these people are flooding into churches, hearing the gospel, and they're coming to faith.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
SGA has provided, since the war began, over 24 million meals, and we know that the gospel's gone out to over a million people.
And a restless young generation in Iran is searching for more to live for. They don't look for hope from political authorities as did previous generations. In fact, government makes them think of religion. Lily Meshi with Iran Alive Ministry says this is an historic time for the gospel.
Because the new generation, millennials and Gen Zs, are fed up with the religious rhetorics and anything that is like religion. As a result, they are open to new ideas, to new age spiritualities, even the gospel of Christ.
Jesus said in John 10:10 that he came that people might have abundant life. So pray for Christians in Iran to be bold in sharing the message of Christ to younger people. And pray for the leaders of a new generation to be raised up to carry the movement of God in Iran forward. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.